Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this
hello.
Philip.
Yeah, how you doing, Philip?
Doing okay, man.
Philip, my name is Mario. I'm one of the agents with the company. I'm actually in the department. We're in charge of, we handle the pricing for the business. I know you were speaking with Ruby, one of our agents. Is there any particular questions, Philip, aside from pricing that you wanted to clarify as far as, you know, what we do and so forth?
Yeah, what exactly is it that you guys do? You said on one page, or I'm not too sure what that is.
Yeah, no worries, man. Far and foremost, man, you've been in business 22 years?
Yeah, I got my license back in 2002.
Oh, okay, okay. Hey, man, congrats, brother. I mean, you're doing something right. You know, I mean,
I hope so.
Yeah, you know what? Normally, when I speak with businesses, brother, I mean, they've been in business 5, even 10 years, but 22, man, hats off to you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Nah, no worries, man. This is what we do, brother. I mean, I don't want to waste your time. I'm going to keep it pretty simple and smooth here for you. What do we do here? We are a premier partner with Google, Philip. What does that mean? That means that within our company, we had a position that opened up for roofing, and we're going to fill that in today. You know, whether we work with you or the next person in Ontario, we're going to get that filled in today. And once we do, we put you on the first page of Google. And then we close out that category. We don't work with anyone else that does what you do, right? So we don't work with any other roofing company if we were to work with you, you know.
Okay.
And then the way that this works is that we put you on the top five directories, right? So you'll go on the, you'll be on the first page of Google. Do you have a Facebook business page yet, Philip,
no,
or you don't?
No.
Really?
Yeah, when I started this stuff, wasn't involved in there. A lot of my work is all referral, and we've been going after that for years.
Strictly, you know, brother,
it keeps going.
You're my neighbor, man. I'm actually, you know, here pretty next door to you here in Rancho, and I'm really surprised that you don't, you know. Again, I'm not putting you down in any way or critiquing anything, brother. I'm just, you know. If you've been up and running in 22 years, man, I'm just, you're leaving all I can, you know, just, that's a lot on the table that's left behind, man. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
So we would, if you don't have a business Facebook page, I mean, that's, you know, I just brought over one of my aunties, and man, that's where success is coming from, right? Because everybody and their mother is on Facebook, right? If they're not doing TikTok, they're either on TikTok or Facebook nowadays. Right, other
yeah.
Platforms are really like doesn't even matter anymore, right? But so we would put Facebook ads for you, not only on Facebook, right? So not only would you have a Facebook page, but it'll be Facebook ads. What does that mean? That means that anytime anyone is looking for roofing in the Inland Empire, you will pop out on the top recommended companies on the first page of Google. Right. We mm-hmm. also put you on Yelp. I know you already have Yelp. Are you paying for Yelp, Philip?
Yeah.
How much are you paying Yelp? Is it a pay-per-click?
You know what? Like I said, this is all new to me. It's my first month with them, so I'm mm-hmm. really not sure what a pay-per-click is. You know.
Well, anytime anyone looks you up and they look you up and then they call you, you're going to get charged.
Oh, no, not that. I got so many of those a month that I can get. That's not a problem. And then anything beyond, I guess, like maybe let's say 20, 25, 25 that I take, anything beyond that, they'll charge me individually. But
yeah,
I have an amount per month.
Right, right. We're familiar with it. So if you were to do business with us, you can get rid of that because we include Yelp in our service, right? So you wouldn't have to be paying for that separately. We include Bing, and then we include Apple, brother. So That's just to give you an example, Philip. If someone in Ontario was looking for a roofer, like I said, you're going to come out on the first page of Google. And then anything that you do, right? So you do roofing. I mean, I'm sure you do, like, you know, anything that has to do with roofing, that's like, you know, even emergency services, if there's a leak in the roof, you know, a breakage in the roof, anything of that nature. As long as it's a service that you offer and somebody looks it up by that word, like, oh, my roof is leaking, then as soon as they type any of these phrases, they're going to be able to find you, right? So they're going to find top of the line roofing. And then as we were talking right now, I entered roofers into our analytics system. And just in Ontario alone, brother, there's been over 1,200 searches that were done in the last 30 days, right? So the reason that I tell you that, that's a lot of searches, man. Imagine if you were capitalizing just on a percentage of that, bro. You know?
Yeah.
It would definitely, you know, open the windows of opportunities to to reach bigger places, brother. So, and then do you you don't have a website either, huh, brother?
No.
Okay. So we would actually include a website for you as well, brother. Let me show you something here. I want you to take a look at this. And how's your day going so far, bro?
It's going all right. I'm going to have to get going in a few, though, my friend.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll make it quick then. Don't worry, man. It's definitely something you want to, you know, not, and again, I'm not getting paid by commission, brother. You know, we have a premier partnership with Google. We're hourly employees. So don't think, you know, but like I said, if you don't have this stuff going, man, this is stuff that definitely will help the business, brother. I mean, I'm not even close to kidding here. And here's the best part about this. It's not a contract. This is a monthly rate, Philip, and it's $249 a month, and it includes everything that we went over, plus making you a website, right, where customers can come in here and not only look you up, but they can, you know, set up a, you know, call you, set up appointments, whatever the case is here. I send you a text message right now. Well, give me a second. I'm sending it right now. I just want you to take a quick look at this here. And are you able to take on more business right now, bro?
Yeah, we can take a little bit more.
Okay, I'm just asking because I'm saying if we put you on the first page of Google, we put you on Facebook, we get a website for you. I mean, you're going to look very legitimate, and I can only imagine the windows of opportunities that are going to open up. I mean, thank God you're already doing good, right? But you know, I mean, who's going to say no to more money, right? All right, did you get that text message for me? All right, you want to open that up right quick?
Okay, one-stop roofing for all your needs, roofing contractor.
Yeah, click on any of the links there. You click on any of them, so you're able to scroll down. I mean, you can click on the phone one; it's better, but any of them will be fine. Just so you can scroll down on the top portion of it, there'll be three icons, and then just scroll down. And of course, see, this will be the page that we make for you, right? Of course, this is going to be you and your guys that will be working in the pictures of you and your guys that we would have up here. Right. And then, you know, same thing that we do for our customers. I mean, and then you see that little phone icon right there. Anytime anyone clicks on that, they don't have to look up your number, man. It's just going to connect them straight to your number. Or if they want to text you, they have the ability to do that right away. Yeah. They don't have to do all that.
And text messaging.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right away. So they don't have to do anything. And the best portion of this, brother, for the one thing is that you can stop paying your Yelp, whatever it is that you're paying, because it really doesn't make any sense that you're, you know, I mean, it's your business, Philip. You could run it the way you want, man, but I'm just giving you an honest heads up here. Like I said, we'll build that website for you. We'll put you on the first page of Google. We'll get those Facebook ads going for you. I think that's where you're going to see that it's great to have the personalized business Facebook page. And then we'll manage and help you run the page as well, brother. You know, and here's the key thing. The key thing is, you know, getting reviews from your customers, bro. You know, because nowadays when people are looking things up, all they say, nobody says, oh, Yelp it, right? All people you hear say, oh, well, hey, do you know of a roofer? No, man, just Google it, right? I mean, that's the thing that's happening right now, bro. And like I said, it's not a contract. It's a month-to-month. So you're on a month-to-month basis, man. It's $249 a month. There's really no way of losing here, bro. You know, I mean, with one opportunity that we create for you, it takes care of that $249. But I think that you're gonna see more than just one opportunity. Obviously, if we're exposing you quite a bit out there. You see what I'm saying? Because
is there a limit to how many proposals or how many bids I get? Like,
no, absolutely not. That's up to you, man. You can get $249.
All right. $249.
That's everything that I told you. No extra charges, man. Oh, the only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 programming fee. But you only pay that the first month. But it's a $249 flat rate. Yeah, so
okay.
It's $249 a month. Uh-huh. Yeah, so what I do, I can... Okay, let me save you this space because I don't want to put it back in the system, because if I do, I kid you not, within like 2 or 3 hours, any other person that does roofing in the Inland Empire will take it right away, and then it won't be available anymore. So here, I just need to get really... Okay, let me borrow you for like 10, 15 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes. I'll make it fast. On the website, what hours do you want it to say?
8:30 to 5:30. Time wise, 8:30 to 5:30.
Can we keep it 8 to 5? Is that okay, or 8 to 6?
8 to 5, fine.
Eight to five.
That's fine.
Okay. Is this going to be Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. Do you do emergency calls, brother, or no?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I'm just asking because a lot of the other roofers and other, you know, places that we do, they do emergency. Obviously, they charge quite a bit when they do emergency calls, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Bear with me here. One question. Like I said, just give me 10 minutes of your time. I'll get you off the line. And then either tomorrow or Wednesday, the IT department, the department that takes care of, like, you know, getting all the information so they can make sure they're building the website, your Facebook, and putting you on the first page of Google, they're going to call you to go over all that information. That will take like about maybe 30-40 minutes. What time tomorrow or Wednesday do you have time to, you know, because you are going to have to give us about 30 minutes of your time, brother?
Okay. Tomorrow would be okay. Tuesday, let's say around noon.
Noon, okay. Tuesday, okay. All right, I'm going to do 1 p.m. Is that all right with you?
All right, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And just make sure, do you have pictures of your work, Philip?
Yeah, I can look for them. I got some on my phone. Different things. Yeah.
Okay, and if you don't, start taking some when you go out there, just so we can put them on your page, because that's gonna make you look, you know, the customers want to see what you know what you do. Obviously.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on that first page of Google, brother.
Okay. Yeah. No, I hear you.
All right, here. Let me go into this portion. And Philip, what's your last name, brother?
Vasquez.
Okay. Well,
Vasquez.
Yeah. Okay.
There's an S and a Z in it.
Yeah. I have actually primos in Mexico that have your last name, brother.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking dude, huh?
Hey, brother, that's one hell of a question. I don't know how to answer that as a straight dude. You know, I mean, I know I'm trying to sell you this thing, but I'm not trying to get a sell that bad, brother. I'll tell you that much. you're not gonna question my manhood, bro. I'll go to the next call, man. If I gotta think dudes are cute, man, I gotta go say, hey, you know what? Somebody else called this dude, man. I mean, like, nah, man, somebody else gotta call this dude. It's like one of my buddies says, man, this guy might have a little sugar. Yeah, I don't know. We tell one of my buddies when we make fun of him, we're like, dude, you must have some sugar in your tank, bro. Why are you acting funny sometimes, man?
You got that syrup in there, fool.
All right. The address, 2151 Railroad Avenue. That's good?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what kind of card are you using today, brother?
Oh, my card? Let me see. I knew I was going to get down to that.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that's what it gets down to if you want to get this spot reserved, man. I mean,
it's going to be a BMO. It's going to be a debit.
Is it Visa?
MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. So it's going to start with a number 5. Go ahead, brother.
5459.
Okay.
5846.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 6000.
Okay, wait. You said 5459, 5846. Go ahead.
The next one is 666000.
Okay, 6000, okay.
7830.
Expiration?
Is 0128.
0128. All right, and then it's going to be a CC code, bro, which is the last 3 on back of the card.
I think it's so worn out. I think it's 764. Let me see. Gave it to me like that. Yeah, I think it's 764.
Okay, stand by. I'll verify here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure you start taking new pictures of your work, brother, just so we can upload them. And then we're also going to hook you up with a link. So when you're done doing somebody's job, make sure that you always send them that link so they can give you a good review, bro.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a lien on the homeowner to make sure I get paid. I said, wow, that's...
No, man. Come on now.
Okay. Liens are not wrong. Liens are not bad. I've learned that. No, manufacturers that told me, it eliminates any doubt or question.
True. All right, let me get... I need a security question. This question is in case somebody calls you and they pretend to be us, or if it's another company trying to... you know, give you information that you have 3 questions to choose from. Mother, maiden's name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what is it, brother?
Roman.
Spell that?
R-O-M-A-N.
Okay. I was going to say, don't forget that, but I don't think you will, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, here we go. Bear with me.
So if you call or something, you say, you mind asking what's your mother's maiden name?
And when we call, that's how you're going to be, because you know what? We do this as a security measure because a lot of times you'll get calls from people that you're like, wait a minute, is this a company I'm working with or not? And the only way you're going to know that is that they're going to ask you that question, right?
Yeah.
I get calls, nothing. Yeah, so, you know, especially, well, you're probably not going to get that many calls anymore because they're going to see you're working with someone now that is doing your marketing.
Oh, no, I just got Yelp, right, this month, a couple of weeks ago, and... people are calling as if the Yelp, if I want to do this, I want to go, are you with Yelp? And they, you know what I mean? And at the end, they'll say, no, I'm not with Yelp. I'm like, what? Yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah. They're hungry, huh? People are hungry out there.
Hey, bro, you know what? Here's the thing, man. Like I said, I like you, bro. You came across pretty cool, man. We're not working, you know, like other people, strictly off of commission, man. We have an hourly rate, you know? And here's the bottom line. Whether you get this position that opened up or not, the next guy that does roofing in the IE will jump on it because the pricing is excellent, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what separates us from, like, excuse me?
No, that is good. Your pricing, and you guys are big. Like you said, the common phrase is, well, check it on Yelp. Well, look on Yelp. That's true.
Yeah, you know, so, and then, you know, people nowadays are just like, oh, just Google it, right? Google it, or, you know, so you.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they Google it, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I didn't want to correct you there, bro. I was like, yeah, whatever, man.
I'll correct him this way. I'll just rephrase the question.
Yeah, you know, you learn.
My brain's on the job we're doing.
You learn after a while not to go against the customers, you know. He's like, yeah, man, whatever you say, brother. You know.
You know, my bad. You know, my mind's just thinking about my guys right now. I got to go see them. That's all it is.
Don't worry about it, man. Like I said, give me, you know, maybe another 7 or 8 minutes here, because I want to make sure I have everything correct, brother. I don't want to leave things out, and then you'd be like, oh, it was that guy Mario, you know.
Who messed me out of here?
That fucking guy didn't want to say that the Vasquez were, you know, he's like, I should have told him the Vasquez were cute, man. That didn't work out too good.
Put me down for a chef, Mexican restaurant.
You're gonna get calls asking you for fucking burritos, brother.
Right? You guys got any special?
Oh shit, man. Oh, that's funny, man. That's pretty good, bro. Oh shit. I needed this laugh, man. Not every customer's like you, bro. I'll tell you that, man. You know, mostly people are just straight. You know, mostly people are just like, yeah, just go ahead, man. Give me that. I need it. And, you know, they're all just down to business, you know? So sometimes it's good to get these laughs, man.
Well, that's not because they've been doing it for like 8, 10 years or something like that. You've been in it for a little bit. You tend to, you know, your shoulders are more relaxed, less tension.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, you're going to run into problems. You're going to run into problems. It's going to be hard to face. Once you do that a few times, you know you'll get through it, and you're not as stressful, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, here. All right, here, let me, I'm trying to get you off of here as soon as possible, brother. I just need to do this on my end, and I'm really trying to hurry up. Okay. How many of you guys work out there, brother?
Just varies. I used to have, back in the day, I used to have crews with some dump trucks and everything. We did everything. And then they got to me. They were charging me, I was paying over $5,000 a month for workman's comp. And
damn, that much, bro?
Yeah, I mean, it was, and then I learned that if you stay a small business, you're in a certain bracket. When you start growing into a bigger business, well, your bracket changes. Your bracket, and next thing you know, they're stifling everything. So I backed up a little bit because, man, it was like overnight. The bills changed, the prices changed, you know, because I had like 12, 13 guys back then.
Uh-huh.
I had a few dump trucks, and things were good, but they treat you like you have 100 employees, you know, and they don't see numbers. They just see. But I mean, it is what it is. That's what happened. That's the business, you know.
Hey, brother. Well, you know what? Shoot. I mean, man, you're not kidding. That's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah. No, well, that's just one of the bills. I mean, they're that's state fund, and you have workman's comp, general liability. Because we're fully covered, you know.
So and, you're licensed and insured?
I'm licensed, bonded, everything. I can get government jobs. I can get anything. And we do get them. And the thing is, you know, a lot of roofers are out there. But for me, if my guys get hurt, I don't have the money to pay that surgeon or that medical bill or pay them when they're not able to work, you know. So so you get state funds. You cover them when they get injured. And there's a lot of roofers that don't do that. They don't want to put, you know, it costs money to secure everything, you know. It costs me money every month to pay for state fund. Right now the state fund for me is $1,300 a month. And it's $1,300 a month, but if one of my guys falls, injures himself, he can go to the doctor, he'll be taken care of, and he gets an appointment automatically, you know. And you ever see guys who work for a company, they get hurt, and then they're stuck. You know, they're trying to get another job, or they're trying to get back to their job and work because no income's coming in. And that frustrates me because it's like, your guys make you money.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you. How far are you willing to travel for work, brother?
25, 30 miles.
Okay.
Is that average?
Yeah, well, we can, because we advertise, right? So we can advertise up to 50 miles. I don't know if you're willing to travel up to 50 miles or you just want me to put 30.
Let's do it. Give me 50, and I can make a call with the homeower or whatever.
Yeah, that way you can.
If they're going to pay, it's not a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's worth it for you, why not?
Yeah, it is.
You know?
We've done jobs in San Pedro. We've been in San Pedro, Temecula, even right next to the border. I thought all my guys were legit, right? And then we got some work out there, and they're like, oh, no, we can't go that far. Why?
God, bro, you got some good jokes, man.
And they all gave me full security numbers. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are all legit. What are you talking about?
You're like, wait a minute. I got to run those shits again.
Yeah, and then you get a whole sort of security. They say you can't ask questions. You just take their number and call it a day. You know?
Oh, that's funny, bro. Shoot.
Two crews were disabled that day. You know?
Sorry, man. I don't mean to laugh, brother. My apologies.
No, no worries. Two life experiences, though, man.
Hey, brother, I'm going to need one more thing from you here. I need an email address for you, brother.
topoftheline@gmail.com.
Okay, topoftheline@gmail.com. topoftheline@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then we're here. All right. Okay. All right. That is set. Okay. Okay. Let me just make sure. I think I'm done here. Okay.
Okay.
All right, my brother, I think we, if I'm not mistaken here, I think we're all set, my brother. Let me just double check one thing, but I think for the most part I have all the information that I need. Okay. Okay. All right. Yes, I have all the information that I need, brother. Hey, man, make sure you get that phone call tomorrow at 1 o'clock, brother. Make sure you answer it. It's, oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot the most important part of everything, bro. They would have definitely, literally would have said, nope, you can't do this. I got to do this voice verification with you, brother, just for quality control. I'm sure you understand
okay.
that. Yeah, yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
For your safety, man. I promise you, it's nothing. Okay. Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording, brother. The reason being is that, you know, we are giving you a discounted pre-agreement. So as an added form of protection, we'll send this to you in writing and also in an invoice as well.
All right.
So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, Philip, do me a favor, stop me and ask me to clarify for you, and I'll definitely go that over with you again, and I'll rephrase it. You know, I just want to make sure we have a firm understanding when we process the transaction, okay? Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and its added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order, please state the name of the business.
Top of the Line Roofing.
Thank you. Okay. Please state your name and your title with the business.
Philip Vasquez, owner.
Okay. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are authorized user on the billing account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Philip, it is important that you are also actively involved in this campaign. Remember, when you do a job, start moving forward, make sure you send the customers that link we're going to prepare for you, okay, because you want to make sure that the customers are now giving you reviews, Philip. Because the reviews are going to help your page, you know, the website. Well, I'm sure you know about reviews, right? When you go into something, brother, you just look at the reviews and so forth.
First thing you look at, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. God, I just thinking about what you said when you asked me if the Velasquez was a good-looking guy. Man, that guy, that was a good one, bro. You literally threw a curveball there at me, bro.
your eyes opened up. You woke up.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Is this guy serious or is he freaking messing with me, man?
What's going on, man?
As a result of the increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not from Local Splash. This is why you are provided with a security question to verify that the call is coming from us. Okay. Also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Calls are going to come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. We ask that you save this number on your contact so you know when it's us calling. Okay. I can send you a text message with that information.
Yeah,
you want me to text you? Okay, hold on.
Please.
Let me.
Yeah.
Let me send you a brief text that says, hey, this is Mario, yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Mario Lopez. Oh,
I wish, brother.
That kind of money?
Shoot. Hey, that kind of money, man, I'd probably be, I'll tell you, all the Velasquez look good, bro. Okay. Perfect. Let me finish here.
Pretty wide on your shoulders.
Yeah, you imagine that. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement? That means that if you start doing marketing separately, just make sure you let us know.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know. I agree with
that. Okay, perfect. Your payment for the initial term and the charge today, which is June 10th, it's in the non-refundable amount, which is $348. Keep in mind that this is just a one-time $348, and then moving forward, you'll be paying $249. Okay, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each 10th of the month for $249. This is not a contract, Philip, so you do have the ability to discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the customer service number. Right, I don't think you're going to have to, you know, but if you wanted to, brother, you are able to cancel this at any time, right? I have to advise you of that, right? To prevent charges on your next month's service, just make sure you call us 3 days before the next billing cycle if you decide to, you know, cancel. Okay.
Okay.
And then keep in mind that Local Splash, we're international, so we have representatives available all time of day. Okay. All right. And do you understand and agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, brother. You're all set on my end. Please stand by for that phone call tomorrow, man. It's important because I want to get this stuff going for you. Because, you know, it takes us some time to get that, the website, and the Facebook thing should take us maybe a week or two. And then, you know, what takes a little bit longer, but, you know, we work on it really quick is getting you on that first page of Google. But again, the faster that, you know, you answer us and we can get all the information that, you know, our department needs, the faster we can get the ball rolling now, Philip. So just make sure that you pick up that call tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then if you can,
okay,
make sure that you have about 30 or 40 minutes, bro, where you're not going to be disturbed, you know, because when you stop these people in the middle of what they're doing, like sometimes you're like, oh, I got to go and do something, then they're just going to have to redo it all over again.
Oh, I see. A lot of waste of time.
Yes. Yeah, you know what I mean? So sometimes you get customers, you know, oh, yeah, go ahead, let's do this. And then within 10, 15 minutes in, they're like, oh, man, I got to, you know, I got to work or I got to do this. And then they're like, all right, man, we could call you back, but we're just going to have to go over it all over again.
That's for long.
I don't want to waste your time. Yeah. All
right.
But you're all set, Philip. Hey, man, welcome to Local Splash, brother. Again, it's a pleasure. Mr. Velasquez, I don't know you, but you know what? I'm glad that I'm working with you. I'm sure that you are a handsome fella. And again,
remember, it's Vasquez.
Vasquez. Oh, it's not Velasquez?
No, it's Vasquez. Oh, we gotta go through it again.
Oh my goodness! No! I'll fix that on my end. Oh, it is Vasquez. Okay, I put it right on one side and I put it wrong on the other. Okay.
Oh, you're thinking of Vasquez, not of Vasquez.
Yeah, thank you for telling me that, brother. I just fixed it. I put it on one end correct, and then on the other one it was incorrect. So, not a big deal. I'll fix on my end. Yeah, I'm Vasquez. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
All right. Okay, hermano. Thank you, brother. You have a good one, man.
You too. Have a good day.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.